I'm delighted to be joined now by the Kennedy Militrum under 20 manager Joe Kenny. And Joe, I could see you on the line there. You were living that game throughout the 60 minutes.
Well, it's been a long journey. I've been with that team for a long number of years, but I suppose we spoke about it during the year. They were a group that was unlucky, because when the GAA changed the rule at minor, that group never got a chance to play minor, because it changed from under 18 to under 17, and it deprived that group, because we had reached an under 16 A semi-final where we were defeated after extra time by Crawhall. So it was always a good group, and it's very, very difficult to keep that age group, you know, motivated to keep going, because the opportunities, you have to be really, really focused now to drive on with your senior club. And I have to really compliment our trainer Shane Sweeney and our management team in the senior, Tony Ward and all the lads, because they had a huge part to play in this victory, in the simple fact that we made a decision, because we wouldn't have the huge numbers, but we'd have reasonably good numbers, but we made a decision that the two panelists would train together, and we got a great buy-in from the majority of them. And probably one of the most pleasing aspects for our club would be that in the senior championship so far, 8 of that team has featured regularly, 6 of them starters and 2 coming in off the bench. So that's probably the most pleasing aspect of the whole development for that team.
And how important is that, Joe, as you touched on there too, because like obviously it gives the players something to aim for. Oisín mentioned the senior management in the speech there too, and it just goes to show the pathway is working in Kennedy Militrum.
Well, we just don't have a choice, because we look on enviously, but population growth has changed so much. You can see Ardmore, the Mike Hollands, Clare and Bridges, Thurlock Moors, fantastic clubs. They have their own difficulties with huge numbers. But in east of the county, East Galway, realistically, clubs like Tina Abedinari, Kildee Militrum, Tommy Larkins, Kilimer, you know, they're out of the population base. But they have to amalgamate certain groups. And under 20 and senior, or intermediate, whichever your club is a huge, huge development pathway. Because, you know, some of our best seniors this year have been out there this evening. You know, the two lads have been in there with the county for the last 2 years. Well-known, Cullum and Adam. But Daniel Comer has developed into a fine player, and he was in with the Galway under-20s this year. And Jack O'Malley was in with the Galway minors last year. And it's a pathway that, without it, we don't have a future. We have to completely depend on nurturing an under-20 grade. And I have to compliment Damien McGrath and Claude and the lads, because, you know, the only reservation I had, and I did bring it up at a meeting with the lads, was, you know, sometimes it can be very difficult when the calendar year changes and the lads start moving back to work and college to get lads on the weeknights. But it's been a huge success. This has been a 2-year period for us, because we were beaten by Crawhall after extra time last year in the under 20. So, and Adam Nolan and my own Oisín, who did his cruciate last year, they were absent from that panel. And to come back this year, and the games we got, the competition that was that this year, Ballandarian had an outstanding team, and they didn't have the use of the two Mannion brothers through the whole campaign, but they had an outstanding team. Kinvara had an outstanding team, as they proved in the semi-final against Mount Mike Cullen. Athenry had an outstanding team. They were fabulous games. And to crown it off this evening against a Mike Cullen club whose pathway over the last 3 years would equal any in Galway, coming from Senior B into the Senior A Championship, qualifying for the preliminary quarter-final of the senior, and in an under-20 A1 final. Fantastic work being done there. You know, okay, John Hardiman had broke our hearts last year in Pure Stadium and his team, but you can see the fruits of what they're doing, both in football and hurling.
And even it showed there as well, because while you got a couple of early goals going back to the match itself and had the advantage, they kept coming at you, kept coming at you. I think it was only when Daniel got the third goal that you had probably something now you could hold on to.
I think hurling has an awful lot to learn from football. You know, if I'm being very honest about it, I think Mike Cullen's conditioning and fitness was probably at a higher level than ours. We have some very, very skillful hurlers, but Mike Cullen's ability to get up and down the field with the position game, with the overlap game, they might have lacked certain numbers in maybe one or two positions. But their athleticism, their strength of winning the ball, their strength in the ruck, a lot of these skills are developed through football. And to have a senior club team winning county senior football titles, competing in Senior A of the senior championship, and in under 20 finals, at under 20 football in hurling, how is there a bigger testimony in the county to any club?
But of course, the testimony to Kilnie Leitrim as well. Arguably the unluckiest team in senior to miss out and go to senior B last year as well. They're going well at the moment. You've talked about the pathway through. And I know for a fact that like the seniors lost a couple of players this year between travelling A, B and C. But these players are coming through. Even when Oisin met his speech, you can just see everybody in Kilnie Leitrim seems to be on the same page.
We're very fortunate. You know, we've benefited by maybe... the Malays have been very much at the forefront of our club over the last 10 years. And Cullum is probably the latest of the Malays to come. And he's an outstanding prospect. And, you know, there are players there that maybe they might see an opportunity. Sometimes, you know, senior can be a very close shop in a lot of clubs. And players can drop off because they can feel, you know, they don't like to do the apprenticeship. The apprenticeship in senior is hard. The county apprenticeship for, we've seen some fabulous Galway under 20 hurlers come onto the panel over the last couple of years, the Galway senior panel, but they're still maybe 2 years away from being at the level that Limerick are currently at club level. And a 17, 18, 19, 20 year old coming onto a senior panel, you might be able to filter in one or two of them, but it takes a 2 or 3 year program. Lee McHale and Eamon in Mayo said that it takes 4 years to condition a player coming out a minor to be adequately fit into a senior club team, let alone a county team. So that's the pathway we're trying to do. We're having a fantastic year so far. To be very truthful about it, we're undefeated in the senior championship, very competitive. It's probably, I think it has been a breath of fresh air to Galway hurling the senior B championship. And maybe I'm speaking biasly on behalf of the likes of Hasker Fohanna, Mullia, Kilnie Leitrim. You know, they're clubs that probably don't have the population base to compete every year in the Senior A. And I'm a huge advocate of Senior B, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, and it definitely has entertained so far. I 100% agree with you in that. Joe, just a couple before I let you go. You mentioned Colin Malloy there as well. Like, his fingerprints were all over an awful lot of the good things Kilnie Leitrim did here today. He wasn't the only one, but a deserving man of the match.
Absolutely. The Malloy family, but Cullum is I can't speak highly enough of Cullum Malloy, because of the simple fact is, you know, for a guy that's probably born from a very young age with a very, very high level of skill, you can often notice it with certain skillful players. They don't put in the work that's required to get into the condition that's required, because hurling has moved on now to a huge athleticism. No matter how much skill you possess, if you don't have the athleticism to be able to get into the positions. And Colm Malloy is a leading light in our club. You look at the club championship this year, I think he's been almost man of the match in every single senior championship game that he's played for us so far. So, can't speak highly enough of Colm.
Finally, Joe, I knew what I meant to Oisin listening to his speech. I can see the players there celebrating. I can look at your eyes and I can tell how much it means to you. No doubt you'll take this opportunity to celebrate this achievement from this young team.
County final victories are very, very rare. Clubs like Kilnie Leitrim, you know, small clubs with small numbers don't get to county finals that often. You know, you might be very fortunate in your career to get to 2 or 3 adult finals. You might get to a junior final, you might be lucky enough to get maybe to an intermediate or senior B final, or you might get to an underage to under 20 final. So, young fellas have to put in some. We have a young fella there in the middle of the field. I just want to mention him, Sam Cannon. He's doing an apprenticeship in Donegal. He took today off. And he took the day of the semi-final off. And he left Donegal this morning to get to back for his club. Like, he missed one of the qualifying group game because he wasn't able to get off. Thankfully, we were qualified. But where else would you get a young fella like that to make that sacrifice for a small parish, for his club? Fantastic.